verses 72 to 74 continued. Importance of chanting and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is given in many Vedic literatures, especially in Narad Pancharatra. It is said that all the three Vedas, along with 16 supplementary notes, all of them can be included in the 8 alphabets, namely Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Similarly, in the Koli Santaran Upanishad, KALISANTARANUPANISAD. In the Koli Santaran Upanishad also said that these 16 words can only deliver all conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya in this age of Kali. And it is also remarked therein that there is no better means of being liberated in this age. That is the version of all Vedas. Similarly, Madhvacharya is quoted from Mundaka Upanishad in his commentary that in the Dwapar Yuga, Lord Vishnu can be worshipped by the method of Pancharatra, while in the age of Kali, simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he can be worshipped. Expire. Srila Jiva Goswami, in his thesis, Bhakti Sandarbha, section number 284, has elaborately discussed about the importance of Krishna mantra and holy name of Krishna as follows. He says, within quotation, that all the mantras are indication of the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The specific significance of each and every mantra is that whenever there is some mantra, the prefix is Nama, N-A-M-A-H. This Nama indicates that one surrenders unto the holy name of the Lord. Nama means surrendering. By the supreme will of the Lord, all the mantras chanted by great sages like Narad and others has potentially a specific spiritual power. As such, as soon as such mantra is vibrated by the devotee, immediately the spiritual relationship of the conditioned soul with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is evoked. Because in each and every mantra, the specific potency of the Lord is infested, therefore simply by chanting a mantra, one can rise up to the highest perfectional stage of spiritual life. Somebody may argue that if the holy name of the Lord or the Mahamantra is so much powerful, then why there is necessity of a form formal initiation and other ritualistic function. So in answer to this question, the Jiva Goswami has concluded that although a person is chanting without any offense a holy name of Lord, does not require to be initiated separately. But still, because the conditioned soul is presently situated within this contaminated body, it is sometimes found that he is addicted to some undesirable bad habits. As such, in order to purify from such bad habits, great rishis like Narad and other sages, they have recommended in their books to chant Gayatri mantra and Bija mantra, although factually by chanting the holy name of Krishna, everything is completed. In other words, both the processes should be followed side by side. But if the initiation mantra cannot be followed circumstantially, simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord offenselessly, one can achieve the highest perfection. Therefore, there is a necessity of mantra perfection in order to subdue the propensity of the conditioned soul for material enjoyment. The word Nama, N-A-M-A-H, can be explained as follows. Ma means false ego, and Na means which nullifies. That means by practice of mantra, one becomes able gradually to rise up transcendentally from his false egotism. False egotism means accepting this body as self, and in relationship to the body, to accept this material world as very important. This is a false egotism. By perfection of chanting mantra, one is able to rise up on the transcendental platform without any false identification with the material world. Srila Rupa Goswami, he has recommended that the mantra can be chanted by the liberated soul. Hi muksakulai rupasamanam, A-Y-E-M-U-K-T-A-K-U-L-A-I, muksakulai rupasaman, R-U-P-A-S-Y-A-M-A-N-A-M. He has addressed the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, in that way. Verse number 76, explanation that meditation is possible in the Satya Yuga, but in this age of Kali, it is not possible. Therefore, the only procedure for getting salvation is to chant Hare Krishna. Similarly, in the Trita Yuga, the worship of the Lord is performed by executing different types of sacrifices, as they are mentioned in the Vedic ritualistic portion. that in this age of Kali, that is not possible. Therefore, it is stressed that one should simply chant Hare Krishna. The Dwapar Yuga temple was said is recommended, but in this age of Kali, actually people have lost all faith in going to the churches or temples. Therefore, temple worship cannot be performed in this way very nicely. As such, the only method is chanting Hare Krishna. In this age of Kali, therefore, any method of salvation, like meditation, worship, offering sacrifices, are not very valid, because they are unable to perform such activities very nicely. As such, one should simply stick to the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the recommendation of Brihannaradiya Puran, Vedic literature, and confirmed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there is no doubt about it that our liberation is guaranteed simply by chanting offenselessly the 16 names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Text number 83, Parpar. When the spiritual master utters the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, at that time, the vibration enters into the ear of the disciple. And if the disciple receives the holy name according to the instruction given by the spiritual master, and with faith and reverence he places the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra within his heart, and as instructed and guided by the spiritual master, he worships the holy name as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the beginning of worshipment to the Lord immediately starts. This way, when the disciple continues to worship the holy name of the Lord, the holy name being Krishna himself, by his own internal potency, expands his influence upon the person who is engaged in chanting the holy name. The influence of the holy name is exhibited by the power delegated to the disciple. That means if a disciple, by chanting the holy name in strength of the direction of the spiritual master, comes to the perfectional stage, and at that time he is eligible to distribute the holy name to the world, and is able to make disciples also. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, and because he is empowered now by the spiritual potency of the Lord, he can make disciples all over the world. Such propaganda work, the whole world begins to chant Hare Krishna, because in the in form of the holy name, Krishna himself controls the whole world in that way. People at that time, when begins to chant Hare Krishna in such way, there is in different kinds of symptoms of perfection, namely sometimes laughing, sometimes crying, sometimes dancing, sometimes chanting. These symptoms are manifested. There are many fools who say that these 16 names Hare Krishna cannot be loudly chanted, but because they are mantra, they should be softly vibrated. This way they commit offense by taking the devotee to chant Hare Krishna loudly. But a person who has attained the stage of love of God by chanting Hare Krishna, he, without being checked in that way, he chants this Hare Krishna with devotees, and all the people of the world thus receives instruction about chanting the holy name of the Lord. As soon as one chants the holy name of the Lord, he simultaneously hears and remembers the glory of the holy name. Because the holy name is identical with the Supreme Lord, therefore, simply by chanting the holy name, one develops his loving affection for rendering service to the Lord, becomes manifested. This willingness to serve the Lord after chanting the holy name is called bhava or emotion. One who has attained this emotional stage, he is already relieved from the ignorance of Maya, and therefore in his activities nothing undesirable activity can be observed. But spiritually situated person, being enriched with other spiritual ingredients, relishes the chanting of the holy name very nicely. And when this emotional state is condensed, it is called prema or love of God. That's why the holy name of Krishna is called Mahamantra. And a Pancharatri system, the holy name of the Lord is called mantra. But generally, any name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is famous as Mahamantra. Text number 84, Purport. Most important necessity of life is to attain love of Krishna. That is the highest perfectional stage of any living entity. The performance of religious ritualistic activities, or be engaged in economic development for prosperous condition of material existence, and the process of sense gratification, and at last to aspire after liberation from the material world. All these things cannot be compared with the situation of a person who has developed love of Godhead. Love of Godhead is compared with such four kinds of activities. It appears to be most insignificant. Material prosperity and enjoyment, or liberation from the material pangs, both of them are necessities of a conditioned soul in his designated state. But love of Godhead is not a symptom of such designated state. When one develops love of Godhead, that means that he is already liberated from the designated state of life. Love of Godhead is the eternal occupation of the eternal soul and unchangeable. Therefore, all the processes for material enjoyment or liberation from material pangs cannot be compared with love of Godhead. Number 88. Purport. Sometimes it is found that persons who are actually very much materially addicted, but in order to take the credit of devotional position, artificially tries to cry and laugh and dance and in order to show to the public that he has developed all these symptoms by higher stage of devotional service. But such artificial show cannot give to the sower any spiritual benefit. Rather, on the other hand, it brings fall down of such pseudo-devotee. For a pure devotee should never artificially show any such thing. Rather, such movement of the senses should be avoided by a pure devotee. One should wait, however, for the natural sequence of the spirit soul and the symptoms of laughing, crying, dancing, chanting, when they are aroused from the spiritual platform, that should be welcome. These symptoms are exhibited in the process of service mode, not otherwise. A person who is in the lowest status of material existence try to show all the spiritual symptoms artificially, simply brings some undesirable effects to the understanding of the people in general. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this fact in his Priti Sandarbha thesis as follows. In quotation, a person who has factually developed Krishna consciousness and situated in perfect love of Krishna is never under the condition of material existence, but he is situated under the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also voluntarily under the influence of that pleasure potency. As such, a pure devotee simply under the direct pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord is melted in different symptoms of crying, laughing, dancing, chanting. But that time, the possibility of shivering in the body or standing up the hair on the holes are possible. Sometimes it is found that even though there are manifestation of the symptoms, but one is found that his material desires are not purified, at that In that case, it is to be understood that the devotee has not yet reached to the standard perfectional state of devotional service. Purification of status means one has no more any desire in exchange of devotional service, save and except love of God. Such stage of love of God is called causeless and without being hampered. Text number 92, part. Persons who have achieved the authority under the direction of the spiritual master are given permission by the spiritual master to dance, chant, along with pure devotees. Such persons authorized by the spiritual master are able to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Persons who are not so authorized, they are kept in a limited sphere on account of their inability. Such incapable persons are generally found packed up in a limited place under the name of Bhajan Kutir, or place where one can chant Hare Krishna without being disturbed by others, or different kinds of mathas and temples. Such devotional service can protect one from the association of outsiders only. But those who are preachers by the order or authority of the spiritual master, even they do not follow such system, being packed up in a limited place and travels all over the world, they are never influenced by the contamination of the world. On the other hand, by their such activities of propagating Krishna consciousness, persons who are out of the purview of Krishna consciousness get opportunities to associate with such pure devotee and becomes eligible to receive the causeless mercy of such pure devotee. In this connection, the verses described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that one should not imitate the activities of liberated persons, rather one should be followers of pure devotees who have no attachment for material enjoyment, but is able to dovetail everything in the service of Krishna. Letter to Messrs. Crown
Govindasi.